This is Studio 360. I'm Julie Burstein, sitting in for Kurt Anderson. The news of the massive earthquake and loss of life in Peru this week was devastating, and the disaster brings many new challenges to Peru. But its government still plans to send a delegation to New Haven, Connecticut this fall to discuss a deep dispute about cultural artifacts with officials at Yale University. In Yale's Peabody Museum, there are hundreds of stone and ceramic objects that were found at Machu Picchu, the ancient Inca city perched 8,000 feet in the air in the lush, green Peruvian Andes. That's more than 300 miles inland from the coast where the earthquake took place. Peru has asked for these artifacts back, and Mary Stuckey recently went to Machu Picchu to look into the controversy.
For centuries, this site was known only to local farmers. But in 1911, a Yale professor and adventurer named Hiram Bingham rediscovered Machu Picchu, and he shipped back to Yale some of what he discovered: jewelry, musical instruments, tools, and silver. The pieces range from shards of pottery to a crescent-shaped knife pendant made of bronze and a painted ceramic plate with a bird handle. Now, almost 100 years later, many Peruvians are outraged that their treasures are so far away. Marina Seguros is the mayor of nearby Cusco.
Now we should return these objects to their place of origin. They've been out of the country for a very long time, and we need them here. They are part of our patrimony.
For years now, Yale has been under attack for holding on to these artifacts, and they refused a recorded interview for this story. University officials explained that a 19th-century Peruvian law gives Yale title to the artifacts. But the National Geographic Society says the objects were loaned to the university and should be returned. And they even sponsored Bingham's expedition 90 years ago. The legal issues are complicated, but if you talk to Peruvians, the moral issues are clear. Berta Bermudez works at the national park that contains the Machu Picchu archaeological site. She says Peruvian schoolchildren from the area, most of them descendants of the Incas, visit the site and should be able to see what was found there.
They are surprised at the heritage they have. When we explain that the Indian language they speak is the same as the Incas, that this is where their customs come from and all of their culture, they feel a lot of pride.
American Museum Director James Cuno is worried this cultural pride could go too far.
We're in the midst of resurgent nationalism, and the world is becoming increasingly divided with expressions of purity, whether it's national or cultural, or linguistic, racial. And I think it's to our general advantage to break down those barriers.
Cuno heads the Art Institute of Chicago and spoke only on the condition that he not discuss the Machu Picchu controversy.
Our identity is with each other and not with just ourselves, and works of art, especially works from distant places and distant times, are an important part of how we can break down those barriers. Yeah, the important thing is access and preservation.
And Cuno says that's the value of an encyclopedic museum.
I would argue that some things remain there, but that other things remain in circulation so that the world can learn to appreciate that heritage, the heritage that's held dearly by the people in those cultures, and where it can be seen in the context of contemporary antiquities from other parts of the world.
Museum directors are understandably nervous about the dispute over the Machu Picchu treasures. The Egyptians want the British Museum to return the Rosetta Stone. The Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York recently agreed to return an ancient Greek vase that Italy claimed was stolen. But the Machu Picchu treasures weren't stolen. They were originally taken to the United States with Peru's permission.
Well, it's certainly possible to bring objects back for study. Countries do allow that.
Nancy Wilkie is an archaeologist who sits on the Cultural Property Advisory Committee of the U.S. State Department. She says the rules have changed over time. Now, so-called market countries, like the United States, can acquire antiquities from source countries, like Peru, but only under certain conditions.
You do have to return them. You have to agree that you return them, and usually the loan period is much, much shorter, a year or two or three, after which you return them. Once you remove them from the ground, you've taken it away, and no more are going to come. Whereas with plants or animals, there's still the possibility that you can replenish the resource, but you can't do that with antiquities.
In 2005, Yale attempted to return some of the objects, but Peru refused the offer because they want title to all of the Inca treasures. This is a matter not only of national pride, but also of money. Millions in tourist revenues, according to Machu Picchu Park's Berta Bermudez.
There are many poor people here. They are poor, and they know that there is a monument. Their hope is that in the future, the monument will benefit their children.
About a year ago, Peru elected a new president who made the return of the Machu Picchu treasures part of his campaign pledge, and Yale is now making overtures to Peru's new administration to try to negotiate a settlement. Back at Machu Picchu, the mystery of these ruins continues to enchant tourists and Peruvians alike. Peru plans to build a new museum here within 4 years, with the hope it can be filled with the treasures that are now at Yale. That will also be the 100th anniversary of Machu Picchu's rediscovery by Hiram Bingham. For Studio 360, I'm Mary Stuckey.
For news about the negotiations between Yale and Peru, you can go to studio360.org, where you can also see photographs of Machu Picchu and some of the objects in the museum at Yale.